K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, daily all things K-State. Your host, Eddie Greer, coming to you from Manhattan, Kansas, as usual for this podcast, all things K-State, postcast, couple days late, baseball. We're going to start right there and get right on into business here. Of course, K-State coming off a weekend series loss to West Virginia, who was 24th in the country, turned right around on Tuesday back in Manhattan, Kansas, where last year, really the last 2 years, talk about how they played very well at home versus being on the road. Well, Nebraska comes into Manhattan Tuesday night and puts down the hammer on K-State in a 6-1 loss for the Cats back on Tuesday night there. Former Big 12 foes, Nebraska. You always want to beat your cross-state rival, if you want to say that. But another loss here. They have lost the last 3 or 4, if my math's correct, for the baseball team of the Cats. See, after promising, kind of last week, kind of promising that they split against Air Force, and then you lose 2 or 3. So let's do some quick math here. So you lose, that's 3, 4. And you lost 4 of 6. So that might not be too clear, but again, Cats lost 4 of the last 6 here as well. Not a good stretch of games there as well. The Cats 1 run this game thanks to Cash Rugley's RBI single. Cash went 3 or 4 in this game and extended his. If there was a positive here. On base streak continues now to 13 into this weekend series, which I'll get to in a minute here. For the manager Pete Hughes, quote, "We had our opportunities to win this game when you leave 11 guys on base. Ouch, ouch. At some point, someone has to get a hit, but sometimes you don't get a hit. That's the game of baseball." Yeah, you're right on that, coach. You're right on that. And your team did not get the hits there that they need to get to Nebraska in this game. I'm going to go right inside the box score here from both teams, obviously. The win for Nebraska gets them to an awkward record of 16-9-1. Yes, awkward. Why that tie sitting there? Why? Why is that tie sitting? All I can think of is the game that they didn't want to go past 9 innings. That's the only, that's the only reason that's there. That is an odd record there for Nebraska, but Nebraska gets the last laugh against K-State on Tuesday night here in Twain Family Stadium. K-State now down to 19-12 on the year. Nebraska 6 runs, 12 hits, no errors. Your Cats 1 run on 7 hits, no errors. And of course, Pete Hughes mentioned in his press post interview there, he left 11 on the base pass. There, that is not going to get it done, especially when you're a team that's been pretty much in my neck of the woods unbeatable at home. You drop a one to a pretty good Nebraska team there as well. Down here, I'm going to go to the pitching here for a minute if I can get it here. Mason Buzz started the game and got the loss, his first loss of the season. Yeah, he drops 3-1. Pitched 5 innings, gave up 5 hits, 2 runs. One of them was unearned. Didn't walk anybody, struck out 4, and then he was cleaned up by Blake Corestino, Shea Harris, Cole Wissenbaker, and Andrew Evans there to pick up the rest of the slack there. They went 4 innings. They covered 4 innings of work there and gave up they gave up 2 more runs in this one there. And they struck out a combined 1 walk, 5 strikeouts for the K-State bullpen in this one. Corbin Hawkins gets the win for Nebraska. He pitched an inning in 2/3, gave up a hit, walked 1, struck out 1 in this one. For your K-State Cats, they were recovered. The leadoff guy, Cash Rugley, he's been hitting 5th or 6th in the lineup here up until Tuesday night. And he ended up hitting leadoff there for the Cats here, and a big night for him. Everyone else, not so much. Nick Goodwin, your shortstop, 1 for 4 in this game. Kalen Culpepper, 0 for 5 in this game. He was responsible for leaving 4 of those runners on the base paths there Not good from your three-hole hitter there, Cole Johnson. 0-4 in this game. He left 3 on base. And your National Player of the Week, Roberto Peña, 0-4 in this game. He struck out twice in this game. Yeah, that cannot happen either, whether it's the game of baseball or not. You need your big guys to step up in big-time situations. And K-State couldn't get it in Nebraska now, at least all-time series now against K-State on the diamond. 175-116. And another note here, Brennan Jones now has reached now. Cash Ruggley extended his base streak to 13. Well, he's ate away from his teammate Brennan Jones. Brennan Jones has been an on-base machine here in 2023. 21st straight game. He keeps his streak pretty much clear right there as well. And it only gets tougher for the Cats. They lost 4-5, lost 4-6. And now you got to go to Austin, Texas to play the number 21 team in the country. You just played last weekend, right? Your number 24th team, number 24th ranked team in the country in West Virginia, right? At home, you got to go on the road to play, guess who? Texas Longhorns, 21st team in the country. A three-game series, oh boy. And it's going to start, actually starts tonight, as this Quick Corners podcast, just after work here. All the games will be streamed on the Big 12 Now ESPN Plus app there. Game one, let me see if I can get scheduled for you. No, they don't want me to get a schedule, apparently. This is the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State, as the baseball team loses, drops another one at home to the Nebraska Cornhuskers. 6-1 here. Yeah, it starts on Thursday. It starts tonight in a little bit, actually. So it's moot. So tonight, game one, and we might have reaction on this week's edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly, episode 153, coming at you with our special guest, Keelan Valentine, coming up. So we'll have a little bit of a reaction to that. Game two, Friday night, same time, 6:30 Central, and in the series finale, noon on Saturday. And then a quick turnaround. You got to play Creighton on Monday back here at Toyton Family Stadium. So critical. This season could really turn upside down for the baseball team. They don't pick things back up. Of course, yes, you want to be good in your main two sports. You want to be good at other sports too. So I got some on that possibly on the weekly edition or maybe down the line somewhere. But yeah, we'll definitely have our reaction, because when we hit the record button here in about 3 hours, game one of the Texas series should be a wrap. So we'll definitely have a little bit of reaction to that and plenty more coming up. But the Cats now 19-12 following another loss at home, 12-4 record at Toyton Family Stadium here in 2023 so far for the K-State baseball team. The Pro Project Podcast, you're listening to this, welcome on board to the pod. Hope you enjoy what you're listening to. If you love what you're listening to, make sure you subscribe. That's the next thing you need to do. Subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Spotify or Apple. And the third thing, down the line, if you would like, feel free to leave us a rate or review of your choice. We don't allow 1 or 2 stars. That's not going to happen. We're not allowing that no more on this podcast, for sure. A couple of months ago, somebody, to my attention anyway, someone told me, who's a frequent listener of this podcast, big shout out to my coworker, told me that someone left a 1-star. And that's what brought my attention. So definitely, we ain't allowing that. 3 stars are up. We'll take 3 and up. No lower than that. So let's be honest here. We love to continue to get better on this podcast, but also it helps reach other potential K-State fans out there who want to know more what's going on besides football and men's basketball, which we do cover here. We do talk about that, like we do on this week's upcoming weekly edition of the podcast with our special guest, who is a former K-State running back for the Cats in the Bill Steiner era. Ron Prince era. Yeah, he was part Bill Steiner, Ron Prince era, Keelan Valentine. He's leading in the guest category appearances on this podcast, where I'm excited to have him back on the chat a little bit about spring ball, what's going on there, get his thoughts about what happened, what his thoughts about Jerome Tang, even though it's kind of not his area. But we'll have a lot more reaction to that here. But the K-State men's baseball team there loses to Nebraska 6-1 back on Tuesday night. That's going to do it on another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Again, feel free to check out the latest weeklies this week, not weeklies, dailies this week, including my preview to my race coming up Saturday morning, another half marathon coming up that I'm doing, part of the Heartland 39.3 challenge that I'm doing here. Also getting ready for the big iconic race, the Midwest race up in Duluth, Minnesota. Grandma's here in about another less than 2 months out now from that. So I'm getting fired up for that. I've been fired up since signing up for it all the way back in January. But that's beside the point. That's more on that. Folks, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily in the books. Appreciate y'all once again for listening. Make sure you continue to spread the word about this podcast. We most appreciate that. Eddie Greer, another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast in the books. K-State baseball now has a tough task ahead of them this weekend, starting tonight against Texas.